This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Mel Ballara, and this is The Rundown. Cook County prosecutors are dropping the charges against four Northwestern educators who were charged with obstructing police during the pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus in April. Court records show the cases were dismissed today. A spokesperson for the Cook County State's Attorney says they decided not to pursue charges filed by Northwestern police because of a policy to decline prosecution against peaceful protesters. Northwestern did not respond to a request for comment. The cases were filed in early July, months after the alleged incidents occurred. They were dropped the day after WBEZ reported on the charges. Democratic Congressman Sean Casten and Jesus Chuy Garcia are the newest members of Illinois' congressional delegation to call on President Biden to end his reelection bid. Casten made his announcement in a Chicago Tribune op-ed and tells WBEZ Biden has had a memorable term, but will lose the fall election. Casten says Biden faces defeat as scrutiny intensifies over his inevitable next mistake on the campaign stump.
At this point, that becomes another story about another gaffe that doesn't get out of the news cycle. That's unfortunate. It's not fair. But as I said in my op-ed, life isn't fair.
Meanwhile, Garcia says, quote, widespread public concerns about your age and fitness are jeopardizing what should be a winning campaign. They join other Illinois Democratic Congressmen Brad Schneider, Mike Quigley, and Eric Sorensen. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has come out against federal plans to expand a lakefront disposal site on the southeast side. Environmental groups sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to prevent the agency from expanding its toxic sediment dump at the mouth of the Calumet River. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports that the Illinois Attorney General signed a legal brief last week agreeing with them. Samuel Corona is with Alliance of the Southeast, one of the plaintiffs in the case.
We're hoping that that's a good enough champion to say that, yeah, you have lost this fight and we need to find a healthier, better alternative.
More than 1 million cubic yards of additional dredged material could be stored at the site if the Army Corps' plan goes through. Legal arguments in the case will be heard next month. The Chicago Bears report for training camp at Hallis Hall, marking the unofficial start of football season. This is one of the most anticipated Bear seasons in years, thanks in part to rookie quarterback Caleb Williams. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says all eyes will be on the first overall pick.
Will he be able to be a pro that everyone's expecting him to be? And the answer is probably yes. But he's exciting to watch. He's got a core of receivers that he can throw to, of course, with DJ Moore, with Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze.
Tomorrow will be the first full team practice of training camp. The Bears' first preseason tune-up will come in the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, against the Houston Texans, August 1st. And White Sox manager Pedro Grifol says he's ready to put his players into a winning mentality after the midseason break. The 27-71 Sox play the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium tonight. Our forecast today, plenty of sunshine with a high near 84, cooler near the lake. Clear skies tonight, a low around 60, and then sunny both days, Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Mel Ballara. Thanks for listening.